All right, welcome back, everybody. Excuse me, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. At 9 o'clock, we're going to try to figure out who's going to win the UCLA game tomorrow, as well as the Santa Anita Derby. Got some specialists coming in. And then at 10 o'clock, a very, very famous psychic, Linda Salvin's coming in, man. Look at Linda Salvin, man. All right, we all live in a big city here, most of the people listening. Unless you're listening online and you've moved away from Los Angeles, but most of us live in and around a big city. And if we don't live right in the city, we certainly drive through it or to it every day. And the little things that irritate the F out of you, and especially the little things. I'm not talking about, you know, the big things like if a guy, you know, takes a gun and shoots at your car or, you know, earthquakes or terrorism or crap like that. I'm talking about the small things. I was on my way to work today, and this chick in a red car was driving in the valley, and she had just bought a brand new pack of smokes. So the old box of smokes went out the window, and then the cellophane that gets wrapped around the cigarettes, that went out the window, and the little foil on top of the cigarettes, that went out the window. And I honked at her, and I said, you know, what are you doing? Obviously, you don't, you know, I live in this neighborhood. I mean, this is like a two blocks from my house. I said, it's ridiculous, you know, what the small things that irritate people nowadays. And I think because we can't do anything about the bigger ones. And I didn't, you know, obviously didn't make her get out and pick it up. And I didn't pick it up and throw it back in the car because God only knows who has a gun nowadays. But that kind of crap just irritates the Christ out of me. And I'm sure that a lot of people in and around Southern California get irritated by these small things in life. And if you want to get some off your chest, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Also, this happened to me today as well. I went to the mall with my daughter, and we were going down the escalator out there at Topanga Plaza. I guess they call it Westfield Center nowadays. And these two fat chicks are riding down the escalator, and they couldn't stand next to each other because they were too big. And they get to the bottom of the escalator, and they don't know which way to go, so they stop there. And my daughter, who's, you know, only 3 foot tall, she's standing next to me, and her face goes into one of these fat asses because she's standing right in front of her. So my daughter's now got to plant, her face into one of these big asses. And right into the business part of the ass, too, if you know what I mean. I bet you do. And I said, ladies, please, when you get off the escalator, just go left or right. But don't stand there. Now, my daughter's, face smells like your ass. That's exactly how it happened. Going down the escalator, and we get to the bottom, and this is what you hear. My poor daughter, man. When you're 3 feet tall, you get 100% of the fart when you're 3 feet tall. I mean, when you're like 6 feet tall, it breaks up by the time it gets up to you. You know, it's dissipated and it's moved on. It has some different shapes and different forms and different odors. But when you're 3 feet tall and somebody farts in front of you, it must smell like the real deal because you get a full blast of it right in the nose. Like we walk around Target or Kmart. Is there still Kmart? I think they're still around. I think they're. And somebody farts right in front of her. I feel so terrible because I can smell it. I'm 6 feet tall. I can't imagine what it's like at 3 feet. That's also a reason, to watch the legs, not end up in a wheelchair. Because you get a different sense of what's going on with a-holes in front of you than if you're taller. That's one of the benefits of being, like, Wilt Chamberlain probably only smelled an occasional fart. But Billy Barty probably had to wash his hair every night when he got home. That's true. He's walking through people's, S. All right, let's talk to Kathy in Agora. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Fine. This might sound picky, but I hate when I'm driving through a parking lot and people don't walk straight across. They walk at a diagonal, so you have to follow them
Oh, right.
The whole
way. Yeah, or they walk down the middle of an alley.
Yeah.
And that happened to me a couple of years ago. We talked about it on the air. But there's a woman in Encino. She was walking down the middle of an alley. And I honked at her. But I did one of those, you know, not aggressive honks. Just beep, beep, you know, just please, you know, I'm trying to get by here. And
right.
She turns around and flips me off and keeps walking down the middle of the road. It took everything in my power not to run her over.
I hear you.
Because, you know, A, she's in a protected class. If I get out there and pop her, I'm going to jail. But if it's a dude, you know, then the cops show up and then the cops have to make a decision on who was at fault. But if it's a chick, and I told her that too, I said, you know, you're really lucky that you're wearing a skirt, darling. Because if it was just a regular dude and, you know, and you were fairly close to my size, we might have to light it up here. Yeah, I know exactly what that is, Kathy, and you're absolutely right. People who walk diagonally, anybody who walks across the street at all, and they walk with no importance, with no place to go, it is irritating as hell. Irritating as hell. And especially if they're not watching where they're going. You know, when you go back to New York and Boston, Cleveland, and Chicago, you're walking across the street. You're looking both ways all the time to make sure no one's going to knock you off. But in L.A., they think, oh, I got the right-of-way. I can just walk across the street. Well, the right-of-way is great, but the car is heavier than the right-of-way. And that's how you get yourself killed around here. All right, we got to take a small break. Don't forget, Adam Carolla's movie is playing on Beverly and Fairfax tonight. I think it's 7907 Beverly, right? 9:45, so try to buzz out there. All right, the small things in life that irritate the crap out of you in this big city of ours. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
That's a great deal.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The little things that irritate you in Southern California you have to deal with every single day. Matt in Orange County, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Show, huh?
What do you got, Dad?
Hey, really irritating, the common lack of courtesy by not using your blinkers.
Yeah, you know what else also irritates me? I don't know how far you travel every day on the freeway, but this is the difference between men drivers and women. When you see somebody slowing down to make a lane change, you know, they let two or three cars pass, then they get into that lane, that's always a woman. When you see a guy, when you see a car speeding up to try to get in front of people, that's always a guy. And those women who slow down on these freeways are the ones that are causing most of the traffic jams. And especially the men and women in Southern California who are driving on the freeway between 60 or 55 and 65 miles an hour. Nothing irritates me more than somebody on the freeway who's not going 75 miles an hour. At least 70. But don't give us 65. I know, it's the speed limit. But nobody travels 65 miles an hour on an open freeway. Nobody. So keep up with all of us, all right? We're not all going to get a ticket together, so you can, you know, push that right pedal down a little harder and get the juice rolling, all right? Keep up with the traffic. If we're all going 75, get it going 75. Don't give us 65. And don't say, well, it's the speed limit. Well, then get on the side streets and do the speed limit. Let's talk to Jessica in West Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. A little crap that irritates you. What do you got?
All right. First up, I'd like to say that I always speed up to get ahead of people in traffic, and I am a woman. But the thing that irritates me
Well, you
most,
know what? You're one of the very few women that does that, then.
I'm so irritated by people who do that. I swear to God.
The people that slow down to change lanes are make me absolutely insane.
Oh, me too. I give every one of my girlfriends hate for doing that. But the thing that irritates me the most is when people talk about their financial situation in public.
Oh, yeah. Whether it's good
whether it's good or bad. I mean,
right.
If they're boasting about how much money they have, or if they're, I mean, even if it's just that long, drawn-out sigh when the bill comes, it's like, just pay.
That's very funny. You know what's also interesting is the fake shock at an ATM when they get their little slip. Say, oh,
you know what?
Jesus
that
Christ.
That's so funny because I just noticed somebody do that. It's like, it's always a surprise. It's like, you don't balance your checkbook. You have no idea how much you make. And then it's always as though, like, it's some error or something.
Right.
Like,
yeah, that's very
what
funny.
What do you mean? What do you you mean I'm $1,000 short of what I usually have? My God, it's like
a guy that goes to pull money out of the ATM and there's nothing there, so he just gets a slip of paper and he's like, oh, can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, there's only $18 in there. What did you think there was? $18 million in there?
Have you ever seen somebody get denied, like, they go to pay for something and it's like, I'm sorry, sir, your credit card doesn't work. So they make sure to step to the side and get on the phone with the credit card company.
Right.
Because this has to be a mistake.
Right.
Always have enough money.
I know.
I mean, what do you mean?
It is hysterical. All right, hold on 1 second. That's a great call. We're going to give you the Los Angeles Dodgers 1988 World Series Collector's Edition DVD set.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know if you're a Dodger fan, but maybe you can sell it on eBay if you're not.
All right.
Catch every minute of the 1988 World Series where the Dodgers trounce the A's from A&E Home Video. It's one of the greatest things on the planet, too, because that's the World Series that Oral Hershiser was in. And also everyone remembers that Kirk Gibson hit that home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs, 3-2 pitch. And he popped that ball over the right field fence. And the Dodgers ended up winning the World Series. All right, one more call. I'm going to take a break here and then come back and try to figure out the Santa Anita Derby. Ben in Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mr. Conway.
Hey, now.
Pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, dude.
Listen to the program all the way back when Mr. Steckler was on it.
Wow, you're probably just a young guy then.
Oh, yeah, I wish. Here's my thing. People that have extraordinarily large vehicles that feel it is their God-given right to take up more than their share of parking space, if you know what I mean. They'll straddle it.
But you know, people would do that with expensive cars, too, at classic cars.
Well, here's my example. Once a week, I take my 93-year-old grandmother out on errands. Took her to the bank the other day, and this guy had this big black pickup, and he just decided to be lazy and cut across, so he sucked up half of the handicap spot as well as a regular parking spot. And when he came out, he's looking at me and the guards that was standing outside. I was having a cigarette, and he looked at us like, yeah, what are you going to say? And I told him, you know what, moron, there's always somebody bigger than badder. You know, you want to do that, just proves what a classless piece of crap you are. And
wow.
He just I wasn't going to say anything. Then he saw my little old grandmother come out of the bank and struggle to get in her car, because it's her car, it's lower. And he just looked like, you know, maybe I am an ass. But people, like, they're just out of laziness. It's not that they have a large vehicle, it's just out of pure laziness.
Yeah.
And that me off.
I also like the fact that you're not picking up anything from your grandmother who's 93 and probably doesn't smoke, right?
You know, it just... exactly.
All right, dude. All right. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Thanks for calling, Benny. All right, let's check in with Gina real quick and see what's going to be in the news at 9 o'clock. Gina, what's happening?
Well, Al Pacino thinks he can rumba, and Ted Turner thinks we're all turning into cannibals.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Holy Christ. All right, folks, Gina with the news at 9 o'clock. Also, we're going to have Doug O'Neill coming in from Santa Anita and a couple of sports guys from upstairs, KNX and I believe KNX, yeah. And then the top 10 David Letterman list is on right now. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, we're going to have Linda Salvin. Look at that, man. It's a big night here. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.